JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick in the morning are on
Kix 96.9.
It's nice to start the day with a victory.
Okay, let's try to jump start it.
Yeah, so just start jumping, right?
Should I start this program over?
This program is not for everyone.
You're being paid to show us a good time. When does it start?
Oh my God. Okay. Oh, that's really funny.
Y'all ready for this?
It's the Kix Morning Show. JP, Lauren, Husker Nick. Good morning. Welcome to Wednesday, April 10th. Hello, Lauren.
Hello. How are you?
I am good. I am still in the business shorts because I'm not going to give up the ghost and let this
get away
from spring. And let
I forgot
return.
About your business shorts thing. I'm in on that. Yeah. I've decided that's a thing.
Got a couple
I'm with you.
I'm going to have to go get.
What defines them as business shorts?
Well, like, Lauren, they aren't jean shorts.
Okay. They're not jorts
gym
either.
Shorts.
They're not Daisy Dukes. They got like no pocket, or they have pockets on the back.
They look like,
but they're like golf shorts. Right. I think golf shorts. Business shorts.
So it's almost like dress pants with they've been cut off.
Like he's ready to from the waist to his ankles. He is fully ready to go like broker some sort of deal.
Right
now,
or at least from your knees to your waist. Your shins are not ready.
No, they're shorts. That's why, because they're shorts. It's fine. That's good. So his shins are fine because they're in the shorts. But his shoes aren't, and he's wearing a hoodie and a t-shirt, so he's not ready to brokerage a deal other than just like waist to ankles.
Just businessy enough to get by.
Okay.
That's what I do.
Yeah, yep.
And it's going to be...
That's kind of our whole motto here is just enough to get by.
Yeah.
For sure. Yeah, that's... This really isn't enough. I mean, probably in any real business meeting, what you are wearing is completely inappropriate.
No,
I mean,
from the waist to his ankles, it's appropriate.
No, even that, I think.
It is.
Most people would look at you weird if you walked into a business meeting wearing shorts.
No. Do it all the time.
But...
Yeah, I think we can get away with it because we're in the
It's 2019.
We're good. In 2019.
We could do that. We could do it.
Yeah. So
not much different than wearing a skirt, what he's got on right now.
I would totally wear a kilt every day if I had one.
You should get one.
You should get one.
I really need to.
I mean, that would be simple.
I'm sure you can
I was
get it
talking,
on Amazon. And everything's available on the
that's
internet.
True.
That's
Here,
true.
Let's go kilt Amazon.
When I was at the Husker Night at the Lead event, Husker throwing athlete Nick Percy, who's from Great Britain, I got to meet his parents, and they're from the Isle of Wight. And so he's like, no, you have to, if you're going to wear a kilt, you have to wear it the traditional way, which is no underpants.
I don't want you to do that.
I would say.
It's windy here in Nebraska.
Looking at what we got, if we want to go like plaid instead of like a black one or a brown one, you're about $73. They got one left on this site. They can get it to you, free shipping, Amazon, Prime, 2 days.
When I get
you're kilted up.
When I get my Husker paycheck, I'll have to look into the
You'll
getting
be
the,
kilted
getting
up.
The
There's
kilt.
Some pretty cool, I mean.
Not if you're going to do it the traditional way. I think it's
you
a
need
lot
knickers.
Windier.
You need the knickers, too.
It's a lot windier in the state of Nebraska.
You need the shorts.
In Great Britain?
I imagine.
Okay. All right.
I don't know. It's rainy, windy there probably. Too. Who knows? I've never been
We had a really good conversation about kilts and had people wearing the traditional way. And you go to a bar, and when the beers are flowing, then the skirts go up. Or the kilts go up, if you will.
Well, God, you always find some way to come back and make stuff creepy.
Hey, it was a comment from the British guy's
Man, that's
dad.
Great. You're just, that's creepy.
I cannot confirm, but the times I have been in England, it is usually rainy, but not windy, which
not
I
windy.
Think makes
okay.
a difference. Also, it's not England where they wear kilts, usually.
No, that's true.
Yeah,
it's
Ireland. Scotland. Scotland.
Ireland.
You want to go to Ireland?
Scotland.
Ireland or Scotland.
It's a little windy, so if you are wearing a skirt or a kilt today, you might want to make
25
sure you're wearing underpants.
5 mile an hour winds in London if you happen to be there today.
Today. Dude, did you guys hear the wind overnight last night?
No, because I
all
sleep
night.
Like the
I
dead.
Could barely sleep. It was so loud.
No. Really?
The wind, yes, it was like that's rattling crazy. The screens in my
really?
House. And like I can't remember the last time it was that loud overnight.
I was pretty dead to the world because I know I got a long day of travel today. I'm going to DC and my daughter's not feeling well and it's going to be an adventure. So I'm excited about this.
Very curious.
I'm excited about this.
But that wind, the wind cooled things way down. It's going to be like, 66 today?
Is it appropriate to drink mixed cocktails on a plane while holding an infant?
Yes.
I don't know how that works. Like, am I going to get judged? Because like, you don't judge people when they drink at 6 a.m. at an airport. So why should holding a baby have anything to do?
You're
you know?
Not driving.
I'm not driving that thing.
You're having a cocktail. It's fine. If you're having 20 cocktails, probably not.
Oh, I have to have just
not...
one. Gotcha.
Well,
it's a
cocktail,
trip.
But 20, no. I don't,
three-hour
I don't
trip to D.C. From
it's expensive to drink
it's
at
so
the airport and
on
an
airplane.
Airplane.
Oh, yeah. I'm not buying
the one
stuff
freebie.
From them.
Yeah, you get the one freebie on the airline. I mean, that's just More power to you.
Where are you going to get it then?
You have free alcohol on the airline?
No, you don't.
Where do you fly? I bring my own alcohol.
You can bring the little shooters.
I bring the shooters. Please don't buy the
expensive ones once you get past security. You can't take those in?
Yeah, you can. As long as they're sealed.
Under 3 ounces.
And they're little.
I've never in my life had a drink on an airplane.
Okay. Oh, you're missing out. There's songs about it. It's so great.
The shooters are a buck. And
yeah.
Containers are plastic.
Yeah.
You put them in a plastic. You have to have a clear plastic bag in them.
Honest to God, for about $7, you can get pretty schnookered.
Oh, yeah.
That's for sure.
Really good. I was primed on the way to Cancun, man.
Yeah, yeah. It makes it easier to sit next to, like, the hairy, stinky, fat dude next year or something like that. It makes it easier.
Or the guy with the screaming kid.
That'll be me.
On the plane.
You're so much fun. I get to be that guy.
Carrying a baby.
All right.
Don't miss this. Next on the JP Lauren and Husker Nick Morning Show.
So it was like 10 o'clock. You're flying into where first?
DC.
Just straight DC?
Just straight to DC.
Okay, well,
Omaha to DC, bruh.
Awesome. If you're flying Omaha
to DC,
his name is the kiddos. His name is Husker Nick, and then the kid's name is Bailey.
I love Bailey June.
Good luck.
Ain't nothing gonna stop us now. Good morning. JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick are on
Kicks 96.9.
Are you stupid or something?
Stupid is stupid does, sir.
Let me handle this. Yeah, 3 cheeseburgers, 2 large fries, 2 chocolate shakes, 1 large Coke.
And some flapjacks.
Too early for flapjacks?
It's never too early for flapjacks, especially when you've got the craving that is Waffle House just down the street from you.
I mean, she could probably see it.
Have you guys ever had Waffle House?
Yes. Kansas City.
I don't think it's very good.
It was fine.
It was okay. Yeah.
It feels like one of those places that gets talked up a lot.
Yeah.
Well, I think because you're like traveling through and at like midnight, it's probably really good.
That and then my take on In-N-Out Burger.
I'm not going to have that discussion with
you. I could take and leave that. It's not popular.
You're objectively wrong.
Yeah. Yeah. It's not.
It's not a matter of opinion. Thank you, California.
You're welcome. We appreciate you chiming in on that.
Well, Sally Shelby was at Walmart and could see the Waffle House.
Okay.
And she was hungry for waffles.
Uh-huh. Oh, man, that happened.
But there's a major road between her and the Waffle House. Yeah. It's a little too far to walk.
Ooh.
And she has a little bit of trouble walking around. So she uses the cart when she's in the Walmart shopping.
Okay. So, that makes sense then. It's too far for her to walk.
So she was shopping at Walmart. She's like, you know what? I really kind of want to go over and get some waffles. And so she decided to take the Walmart shopping cart and go down the slow lane on Main Street to the Waffle House.
She stole the cart.
Here's the deal. I'm sure Walmart has like an actual like plan in place already for this situation, because you can't tell me this isn't something that happens like every few weeks.
I don't know about every day.
I'm sure there's plenty of people who go driving out of Walmart in their little carts and they're like, Waffle House, especially that one.
I mean, is the plan just walk after them? Because the scooters don't go so slow. Yes, even if you can open those up out on the open road,
dude,
they don't go very fast.
Those things turn on a dime, though. Like, they could just flip that thing and bam, right into your knee. You're like, no. Now you're laying in the road in the slow lane. It's embarrassing.
When police tried to stop her, she said she had built this cart.
Nice.
It's her own.
Well, cart. I mean, who's to say?
It was road legal, and someone else had just ripped the lights off it, was her story. That's why it didn't have headlights.
So this is actually a story about a woman who had this awesome cart that she made, and someone stole the lights off the front of it. See, now this is tragic. I feel bad for her.
I mean, a woman who built a cart, then put it in the racks with the other Walmart cart.
Yeah,
because there's surveillance video of her going in and getting on the cart, then riding around Walmart, then riding out the front.
You know, the thing about surveillance video is that sometimes it looks like something that it's not, okay? Like, that's just kind of how surveillance video works.
That could be her home, to her Walmart that she goes to all the
time.
Right. She just parks her cart there, plugs it in.
She leaves her own cart.
Yeah, I'm just going to leave this here. I got to deal with Dave. He's the guy at the greeter at the door. Dave knows this is my cart. And this is the card I use to go to the Waffle House across the street if I need to.
I don't know why this whole time we've been talking about this story, I can only picture JP on this card. Like, I don't know what it is, but the whole time I'm trying to picture a woman on the, and I keep picturing JP instead. Like, I could see you pulling this off.
I have always wanted to ride around on those little carts. I've never done it. I've always wanted to, just for fun.
Do you think when the people at Walmart called in this theft, they told police, you know what? You've got a while.
She's going to be at the Waffle House
for a little while.
By the time she gets to the Waffle House in this scooter, you could probably take your cars, drive to Waffle House, have a waffle, and then just arrest her when she gets there.
Right. What kind of charge does the battery have on this thing? That's what I want to know. That's pretty good.
Hold on. This is what's next with JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick on Kix 96.9.
We'll get to the nitty-gritty from Nashville and what your favorite country stars are up to with Lauren coming up in just a bit. And again, your cash and concerts keyword for this hour is whiskey. Get on our website at kzkx.com to win big.
Keeping you in the know from Music Row, it's the nitty-gritty from Music City on New Country, Kix 96.9.
I think most people would agree that one of the most amazing things about Garth Brooks is how real he is, considering how famous and massively wealthy a person he is.
It's very true.
Well, he was asked what he hopes his legacy will be, and he did not say winning awards, meeting presidents, or selling billions of records. He wants to be known as someone who always appreciated and respected his fans. Quote, I hope that people who traveled all those miles, sat in the freezing cold at Notre Dame, I hope the people that put in all the years know how grateful I was that they did it. He brought up his mom giving up her singing career to raise a family and said how proud he was to fulfill her journey. Then he added, quote, so the opportunity that you put in front of me and my family, I hope that people know how grateful we are to get to do the coolest gig on the planet. Next to being my daughter's dad and being Mr. Yearwood, this is the coolest gig on the planet. Nice. Who doesn't love Garth Brooks?
He's the best.
It is impossible not to love that man.
True.
Well, we've got some country music baby-related stuff to talk about. Before Carrie Underwood could perform on the ACM Awards on Sunday, she had some mom stuff to take care of, and there's a lot of us that can relate to this. Specifically, she had to pump milk for her two-month-old son, Jacob, who was born in January. If you're going to go be working for a couple hours, you got to do that first. She posted a photo on Instagram. It's her very made-up, beautiful face and perfect hair. And it says, quote, getting ready for my performance, also pumping, with the hashtag multitasking. She's a working mom. Also, Jason Aldean is gearing up to kick off his 2019 Ride All Night tour in early May. And in addition to opening acts Kane Brown, Carly Pearce, and DJ Silver, it sounds like he may have even more company on the road this year. Jason's wife, Brittany, says they're hoping to bring their children, two-month-old Navy Rome and 16-month-old Memphis Aldean, on the tour by the end of 2019. Brittany says, quote, Navy's a little young right now, so we may wait towards the end of the year to go on the road with him. But that is our goal, to be all out there as a family so the kids can experience that life and see their dad perform.
And they've got those giant buses that are basically like rolling homes.
Right.
Giant houses on wheels, so they could do it
pretty
easily.
That would be a unique life. A family of four with two under two. Oh,
wow.
Living on the road.
That's a lot.
This is the Nitty Gritty from Music City, brought to you by Discount City Beer and Wine. I'm Lauren Silverman for Kix 96.9.
You're just a few seconds away from this with the JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick Show on Kix 96.9.
We got the goods. Good things coming up. If you've got one, let us know. Facebook or Twitter, KX969. We'd love to brag about somebody doing good coming up.
Live on your radio, it's the Kix 96.9 Morning Show with JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick.
And a reminder, if you've got somebody doing something good and you need to tell people about it, let us know. Facebook or Twitter, KX969. Lauren gets to start things off. What do you got?
Oh, sorry. I got so distracted by the next thing you just showed me. I was already moving on.
Okay.
Moving backwards in time. So this is in Nyack, New York. There was a 3-year-old and an 8-year-old. It's 3 o'clock on a Sunday. They're upstairs watching TV. They're cousins. And they noticed a strange smell coming from the first floor living room. And things were getting smoky. And so the 8-year-old had this down from school, fire preparedness. He knew that they needed to use their t-shirts to cover their mouths, that they needed to stay low. And then they went to get grandma. So the 8-year-old took the 3-year-old with him, went out to get grandma and called for help. Basically, their whole house went up in flames and the 8-year-old saved everybody because of Fire Prevention Week. He says, I said, Nanny, what's that smell? And she didn't know and went to look, and I went with her. It was all really white and you couldn't see anything, so we had to find our way to the door. I was the first one out and these two nice people were walking by, so I yelled out the window. I said, please help us. So the passersby called 911. Everybody's fine.
Good.
And Felix is a hero now. And the quote is, yeah, I think I did an awesome thing.
Nice. Husker Nick, you're a good thing.
All right, so my good thing, I told you guys I'm leaving today for Washington, D.C. My middle brother, I got two younger brothers. My middle brother's getting married. I'm so excited for him. I never thought I'd see this day. My good thing, I didn't. I thought he was going to be like the single uncle, you know, like, hey, Dad, how come Uncle Derek doesn't have a wife yet? You know, like that kind of thing.
Right.
Until he was like probably 80, and then he'd be like, all right, maybe it's time. But in their wedding, there was some pressure here. Little Bailey was going to be a flower girl. Little Bailey, as of about 3:30 yesterday, could not walk. Mm-hmm. Little Bailey walked yesterday.
Seriously?
And she's like, I mean, it's wobbly, but doggone it, she can go about 8 feet. And she did it. And I'm so proud of her because I've been working so hard the last week. And when she got, you know, like when the kids walk for the first time,
yeah,
their eyes are huge and they're like,
what am I doing right now?
They're like the WTF emoji.
Yes.
Right. That's a good example.
Nailed it. I'm so proud of her. So now my little daughter can be the somewhat flower girl in this wedding. And I'm
That's adorable. My good thing is a band by the name of Oakley Dokley.
Oakley
Dokley? Oakley Dokley.
Like Ned Flanders says?
Yeah.
Okay.
They're a heavy metal band.
Yeah.
This is a little of White Wine Spritzers. Their single, which is called, the lyrics are, you only live once, aw hell, give me a white wine spritzer. And they just sing that over and over and over again.
Why is this your good thing?
My good thing, because
listen to that guitar riff.
They had their dream come true when they were creating the band. They were trying to come up with a fun name for their death metal band. And Head Ned is the lead singer. And the drummer's name is Bled Ned.
Oh, boy.
And they all dress up like Ned Flanders. Uh-huh. Their dream came true because they got to be on the end credits of The Simpsons this past Sunday.
Seriously?
So Oakley Dokley, the death metal band, had their dream come true and got to be a part of The Simpsons.
The death metal Ned Flanders tribute band?
Yeah.
These guys dress up like nerds, too. Yeah. They're like death metal.
They've got the sweater.
And they're like,
yeah.
And
the glasses and the hair.
Awesome.
It's brilliant.
More? Yep. You're just seconds away from this. From JP Lauren and Husker Nick on Kix 96.9.
I would say WTF Florida. This dude, I don't even know if he fits in the Florida lifestyle.
It's a lifestyle. Whole separate level of it.
We'll get that coming up.
JP Lauren and Husker Nick. The Kix Morning Show is on now.
Seriously. What the f***? Picked your life?
I can't blame it on Florida, but the story does come out of Florida, so that's why I played the music.
It's got Florida all over it.
There's a guy named Andrew Lippi, and he is filthy rich living in the Florida Keys.
Really?
He's 59 years old. His estate that he recently bought for $8 million.
He bought an island.
He bought an island.
It's an $8 million island. Oh.
12-bedroom mansion that's on there from Real World back in 2006 or whatever.
I probably watched that. I bet I watched that season.
Probably did, too.
I bet I did.
Yeah,
Florida Keys.
Yeah.
Real World Florida Keys.
Yep.
Guaranteed.
So,
guaranteed.
Even though he has plenty of money, he got arrested on Saturday for trying to steal $300 worth of stuff from Kmart.
What if he spent all his money on the island?
Or what if this is how he became rich in the first place? Because what he was doing, he purchased a Keurig coffee maker, a Hamilton Beach coffee maker, which is the cheap one that I have. It's like $17. eight light bulbs and a bed skirt.
Yeah, yeah.
Then he took all the items out of the boxes.
Okay.
Filled them up with other things. And returned it
like he
for
put a
refund.
He put a basketball in the Keurig maker coffee box.
Yeah.
They don't think they're going to look at that?
Right.
They're going to look in there?
In the Hamilton Beach coffee maker, he put an old broken coffee maker in there.
He put the old light bulbs into the box for the new light bulbs.
Yeah. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. What if this is how he became a multimillionaire? Just really slowly, one crappy coffee maker scheme at a time.
So I know a handful of people who are millionaires,
uh-huh.
And every one of them is so incredibly tight budgeted, and I mean that's why they're millionaires, along with being good business people.
Right.
This guy takes that to an extreme, though.
Right.
Like this is an extreme. Like he's like, well, my buddies just really pinch, penny pinch, and they don't waste money on stuff. Oh, I'm going a whole nother level.
What if I could go actually in the other direction? What if I could also buy cheap crap, but make Walmart pay me to take their cheap crap?
I had an awesome racket back in 2001, where I was working at Best Buy, and they had this deal where you could take these tests, and you got video games, Xbox video games.
Uh-huh.
So then I got these free video games, and then I walked my happy little behind down
and
to Walmart, and I traded them back into Walmart. And then I got a gift card to Walmart, and that's how I paid for my food while I was in college.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it was
that's
awesome.
That's a brilliant racket.
Awesome.
Probably illegal.
But I don't know. They took them. They scanned them and said, oh, yep, these are ours. And then I got myself food. It was good.
Andrew claims he didn't do it. And
he
that someone
says
else
basically it all has to do with a commercial dispute. What? No,
yes,
it doesn't.
I did not. I accidentally put that flat basketball back in where the, where the coffee maker was and returned it. Who was I to look back in there?
What a jerk.
He blames like his little monkey servants that he has on his island. Because everybody has them.
If you buy an island, there have to be like animals that
like
somehow
little monkeys in like little suits.
And there's like a little. Around. There's a baby elephant who brings you a tray of breakfast. Probably.
Oh my god, that would be awesome.
Oh, the life of rich people.
Next with the JP Lauren and Husker Nick Show on Kix 96.9.
We'll get you a little richer with $1,000 in Brothers Osborne tickets coming up. And we'll get to JP's health corner in just a minute.
Live, local, and laughing. Now, it's JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick on Kix 96.9.
I'm willing to make a JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick's health corner if you'd like to have your names involved.
Like you complaining about how sick you are? Or what?
No.
Well, if this is your first entry, then I'll pass.
All right, let me see. Okay. Let's see what's going on. I might... See if I'm going to buy in. Right now, you're pitching me. Let's see if this works.
There's a professor by the name of Claire Collins from the University of Newcastle.
Sounds official. It's Newcastle.
Mm-hmm.
They make good beers.
And says that the next time you consider holding a fart in, you might want to rethink that decision.
Okay.
Because apparently, the gas built up from avoiding the release will become reabsorbed into the circulation and exhaled in your breath.
The worst
that explains a lot.
Basically,
a lot
you hold the fart in, it's going to come out your mouth.
Not just one.
See, like you have mouth farts?
A lot of them.
Mm-hmm.
It'll give you mouth farts. Is that what halitosis is? You've been holding in toots the whole time, and then you just now have mouth farts constantly? I mean, this sounds like science.
It's science.
I could see. My question is how do you... Okay, I have a theory here, Lauren. Okay. Actually, a hypothesis. And it's going to be that if you, Lauren Silverman, hold in your farts for the next 4 weeks, your breath will start to stink.
Okay.
Get on it. Let's see what happens. Like, is that how that whole process starts?
That feels like, and in the meantime, you'll be in horrible abdominal pain.
Yeah. Oh, God, your belly would hurt really bad.
The thing I don't like about this study is for somebody, they, like, deprive them of one of the funnest things to do, which is to fart in public.
Pass gas in public?
Oh, my God, it's so fun. Here's the deal. If I get on an elevator and you're on there with me, I'll bet you $1,000 I'm trying to fart. Like, efforting a toot right
just
now.
Just to do it?
Yeah. Like, there are certain moments where it's like, oh, this could be good. Or if, like, you're in line at the grocery store, and it's a big, long line, and you're like, man, this thing is moving so slow. How do I jazz this up a little bit?
No.
And then I'm like, that one was a little juicy.
The professor,
you know, and it's just fun.
The professor also says, quote, and I love, this is a quote from a professor at a university. Holding on too long means the buildup of intestinal gas will eventually escape via an uncontrollable fart.
Nice. You know,
I love that they didn't even try to make it any more technical terms or use medical jargon, because I feel like nowhere in a medical book will you read the two words, uncontrollable fart.
Well, I mean, sometimes you just got to call it as you sees it.
She says you could also be at risk of a condition called diverticulitis, which I know... Don't at me is a terrible disease, but it sounds like fun, doesn't it? Diverticulitis.
I haven't
diverticulitis.
I haven't farted in like 2 hours, and I just kind of had a little burp right there. Is that maybe what that was?
Well, that's a very good possibility that you're.
I hope it takes longer than
just
that.
Just wait till I get on this plane today.
I was just thinking.
I had chili last night on purpose.
You did.
You got it, guys.
You might objectively be a bad person.
No, life is about entertaining yourself. And that's what
while making other people miserable and uncomfortable?
I mean, that's on them.
I can just see you and your kids and Jess, and that moment you let the fart out on the plane, she's going to look at you and go, Nicholas.
No, yeah, she'll know it was me. That's for
you do have the ultimate safety valve, which is a baby sitting on your lap.
That's true. You just point at the kid.
You just have you just pick her up and sniff her butt. Like you're like, is my kid dirty? Is that?
Oh no, I know.
Did you? Yeah, you can do anything, and then you just pick up the kid
and
sniff.
Hold on, really quickly. Is there a greater thing in life
than farting and blaming your children? No, it is awesome.
It really does top even blaming the dog.
It really does.
Stay put. Here's what's next with the J.P. Lauren and Husker Nick show on Kix
96.9. Right up until they get old enough to scream back at you. No, I did it. That was you.
I like that sometimes I'll fart and then Carter's in a whole other room and I'll be like, Carter James. That was, hey, Dad, shut up.
Get up and get at it, Lincoln. It's the Kix Morning Show with JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick on Kix 96.9. Relationships are challenging.
Couples costumes. Whenever that happens, that means manhood has left the building.
And occasionally, couples need professional help.
Oh, wait. I had their own lipstick.
Oh, that's it. I've had it.
It's 1 minute.
Nothing takes a minute with you.
But when getting by on the cheap is the plan of action, there's couples therapy with JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick on Kix 96.9.
Doing our best to help out all of our listeners throughout to Lincoln and Nebraska with all of the issues they have with their relationships.
You know what? At the gym I was talking about this morning, people were asking me. They were like, coming up, you guys, couples therapy Wednesdays. I always call it couples Wednesday. And they said, you know what we like about you guys? There's nothing the three of you probably haven't experienced and can't handle. And that's why we're so successful keeping Lincoln, Nebraska as like the most in love place in the United States.
What we're doing.
We love love.
Oh yeah, we rank very high on the people in love meter, and it's because of us every week.
All right,
that's what I think.
So Dell reached out to us about an issue between him and his wife Janice. Good morning, Dell.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm okay today. How are you guys doing?
Good.
Thanks.
Good.
So, what can we help you with? Tell us what's going on between you and your wife.
Well, my wife's got this crazy idea, and I'm going to let her explain it to you.
Oh, okay.
Pass the buck right away. Oh,
wise man. He's a wise man because he's going to stay quiet.
Okay. Yeah,
that's a good move.
She's going to let her talk. She'll tell you what's going on.
Okay. Well, good morning, Janice. How are you?
Fine. I'm all right.
Okay.
Okay. Well, Janice, what is this crazy idea you have that has thoroughly confused your husband?
Well, I really want to go on a romantic vacation with him because we need to rekindle that fire, you know?
Okay.
So I looked stuff up, and I found a really cool resort in Jamaica. The place is called Hedonism 2.
Okay? What?
Hedonism 2? Okay.
It's not for swingers. It's not for swingers, but there is a nude beach, toga parties, where anything goes. And an unlimited flow of cocktails because, like, the cocktails are included with the price, you know, so you could drink all day. And then there's, like, plenty of space to just have fun and just let your freak fly flow. You know what I mean? Just get out there and do your thing.
Yeah, I'm 72 years old, and I don't think anybody wants to see me at a nude beach.
Hold on really quick because I don't know this part. Did you say you're 72 years old, sir?
I am.
I don't like to ask ladies' ages, so is she close to the same age as you?
She sure is.
Okay.
Okay.
That gives me an idea of what we're doing.
Have you guys ever done any...
I'm proud.
No, I'm not saying anything by it.
Okay. All right.
Have you guys ever done anything like this before?
No.
How long have you been married?
Like 45 years.
It's long enough that 5-year like difference between them, they're just like, whatever, it's somewhere in that neighborhood. Okay. That's good.
That's really nice, Joe. You remember everything.
Okay, hold on. So where did this idea come from?
You know, she's been hanging out with these like 50-year-olds, and I don't know, ever since she's been hanging out with this new group of ladies, she's getting all these crazy ideas.
Okay, Janice.
Well, they seem to be having fun, Dell, and I want to do the same thing. I mean, it's time to put your party pants on. Take your party pants off, one or the other.
Where are your party pants, Dell?
Oh, my God.
Dell, what are your specific objections? Why do you feel like this is not something you want to do?
If I go to this place, I'm going to wind up breaking a hip.
Your pants don't help you stay upright.
Hang out on the beach. I don't have to worry about taking off my clothes or running around doing all this crazy stuff. You know.
Oh, but you can still park it in a chair.
Fifty Shades of Grey. Come on, Val. It'll be so much
fun.
When
I find myself staring at all these young girls, she's going to get mad at me. It just seems like a nightmare.
That seems those places. That seems like the worst part. Where do you look? Where do you look?
Everybody's walking around as an exhibitionist. Look at as many butts as you want to. Who cares?
It's still weird to look.
What?
Oh, come on. Come on, Del. It has a shop with, it has a place with L-shaped beds and swings and glass shower doors. Like, we could do some pretty kinky stuff. I mean, we've been married long enough. I mean, you should trust me. And let me tell you something, Del. If you play your cards right, I'll even shave my legs after 10 years.
Oh, wow.
Okay, then let's buy our ticket right now.
Wow. Okay.
I don't understand what half of the things she just referenced are, and I don't want to.
Oh, my goodness.
An L-shaped bed.
Do you think this is wrong? I think this is right. I mean, we've been married long enough.
There's. Okay. All right.
Okay. Well, here's what we do, guys. We're going to put this to the people.
Yes, we are.
So the
phones
question,
are ringing.
Yeah, they're ringing off the hook. So what is our question? What are we asking?
Let's get right to it. Here we go. That's what happens
next on the J.P. Lauren and Husker Nick Morning
Show. By the way, 100% on her side.
You're on Janice's side?
Get out there and get partying.
Have fun. Okay, so you can let us know Facebook or Twitter as well, or 466-9696. Whose side are you on? Are you on Team Janice to spice up the life and go to Hedonism 2 for their vacation? Or are you on Dell's side and you need to go to just a regular resort because, quote, I'm going to break a hip, woman?
God willing, I'm taking my wife to a resort in my 70s that has a red room.
Go, wow.
God willing.
All right, so 466-9696 or Facebook and Twitter. Jump on the polls. Let us know what you think, and we will get your calls next.
What gets you going in the morning is country music.
It's mood for the day.
Gets you going in the morning. Nothing gets me
going like Mornings with JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick.
Kicks 96.9.
Wednesdays are for couples therapy. It'll be Date 'Em or Dump 'Em tomorrow. But today we're talking with Janice and Dell, who Janice wants them to go on a resort vacation to Hedonism 2 in Jamaica.
I didn't even know that was a place. I should know that something like that exists, but
where all kinds of freak-a-leak stuff happens.
Oh, I had a coworker go once and come back with her husband and come back and tell us all about it with pictures and stuff.
Pictures?
Oh, yes.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Wow.
No one wanted to see it, but no one knew how to tell her to stop.
Was that like, hey, stop. Stop.
Like, why? She was so excited. Mari Joe on Facebook says, Janice all the way. If your 71-year-old wife wants to go to a sex haven with you, you effing go. You don't have to use all the amenities.
Effing all right, go. Here's the deal. Funny. That was a really good, that's good right there. I agree on that one.
Hi, Kix, what side are you on? Team Janice or Team Dell?
Hey, I'm on the ladies' side. Why not have fun at 72 years old? Let it all hang out and just have fun in your life.
There you go.
And you know what? At your age, who cares what everybody else thinks? I like this girl.
You can let us know what you think via Facebook or Twitter as well, KX969, or 466-9696.
On Twitter, Gary says he should be thankful his wife is open enough to want to go there. I wish my wife would go. Lucky dude. That's fun. There is probably a lot of like guys and gals, and they're going, God, I wish my significant other
my surgeries.
The surgeries afterwards. I'm having way too much fun, Dell. 466-9696. Whose side are you on? Janice, get freaky and Hedonism 2, or Dell, just go to a regular place.
It's the Kix 96.9 Morning Show with JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick on Kix 96.9.
And we're knee-deep in couples therapy with Dell and Janice.
Ooh, I don't know if knee-deep is the...
Hello. Look out.
Phrase you want to use there.
By the way, I got a tweet asking, because I started this off by saying one of us can always cover these topics.
Mm-hmm.
Tweet coming in. People are assuming this is your area of expertise to cover.
Me?
Yeah. And I said probably.
No,
sounds about right.
I haven't been to a nude resort yet.
Yet? There was zero hesitation in that yet.
You realize like a week after that in our prep work, it'd say something like, man who looks just like Gru walking around naked on beach. And it would like show a photo of your
tiny little butt
standing down by the water.
So Dell and his wife Janice have contacted us because they are in their early 70s. And Janice would like to go to one of the hedonism type resorts in Jamaica where it is all nude all the time, all things prohibited. And Dell's a little nervous about that and doesn't think that's a great idea.
By the way, can I ask a question? Dell said it's because of your new friends you have that are in their 50s. Why would he think that? Is this something your friends do? Or do they just talk a lot?
Well, they all had, like, boob jobs done, and they're, you know, on their second husbands and dating, so it sounds exciting.
It's like Real Housewives of Lincoln, Nebraska.
Nice.
That what we have going
That's
on?
What it sounds like here.
It. All right.
So okay. We wanted your thoughts on whether you're Team Dell or Team Janice on whether going to Hedonism 2 or just go to a regular resort and have some fun.
Melanie recommends another resort. She says she's been to where they have a naked island she could go to, but they also have regular beaches with clothes.
Wow. Okay. A naked island. That sounds awesome.
Naked island sounds like a good time.
Like, hey, honey, what are you doing? I think I'm going to take a trip out to that naked island out there. Oh, do you now?
You imagine swimming with a dolphin's naked?
No.
Hi,
Kix.
Hi, good morning. Okay, I am totally, totally on Dell's side, and I'll explain why.
Yay! Okay.
But I am on his side just because you can have so much fun at a regular resort, and if your significant other is going to be comfortable the whole time, it's really maybe not fun for them, and that's not a vacation. Me.
That is a damper. If one of you is uncomfortable with the whole thing,
yeah.
I mean, you don't want to spend your whole vacation trying to convince the other person to have fun.
Yeah, I went to a bachelor party in Jamaica, and I can definitely tell you that there are other package deals at other places that you can get for a good price that do not include nude beaches.
All right. Good advice there. And we actually have I'm being told we have an expert on the phones with us. Good morning.
Hey, I'm on his side because she doesn't have a clue what the hedonism resort is really about.
Do you?
Have you been there?
I have not been there, but I do sex therapy.
Oh.
And she will be involved. Part of it is there are you. It is me, and she will be probably approached by other people as well as him.
Oh, to join
that's what it's all about.
Various parties? Okay.
Janice, are you prepared for that?
No. Absolutely not.
Okay. All right. Well,
I like that you're a woman of few words when you need to be.
There are other resorts in Jamaica that also have private nude beaches. That is not part of it.
Okay. So Hedonism 2, Janice, is most definitely a swingers.
I'm sure you have
it's just an everything goes.
Choose your own adventure type of place.
Choose your own adventure.
We are going to be zero help. It is almost exactly 50-50 on both Twitter and Facebook.
It is a split crowd.
Usually when that happens, we have to go with whatever my choice was, and I said go.
Isn't that
I thought when we came up with this idea that we were like, if it's a tie, then Husker Nick's the tiebreaker.
Did we?
I thought. Maybe I'm wrong on that. I might have just made that up myself.
So, Janice, now that you have the proper knowledge of what exactly is going to happen at Hedonism 2, are you rethinking to maybe go to another place that might have, like, the Nude Island or something?
Is that what you want to do?
Well, here's what I think. I think I'm going to just pack the two togas and go to another resort where we could still get wild, but I'm just afraid of somebody hitting on me.
Be afraid of that girl.
I don't think Dell would like that.
People hitting on you is not a big deal. That's okay. Like, you still got it going on. That's what that means. That's what that's telling you.
Dell?
What about Dell? Dell, you heard about L-shaped couches and, like, swings and something else and shackles on the beds.
Are you good with going to a different resort, Dell?
Or the same resort? Give him an option here.
Okay.
Yeah, no, I just want to go someplace where there isn't all this other, you know, pressure to
be a freak.
Be something I'm not, you know.
Okay.
Fair.
All right. Well, at least we were able to give you guys a chance to have some outside help
in
the conversation.
You got an expert opinion in there?
Yeah, you did. You did get a sex therapist expert.
Like I said, we always have an answer.
Well,
I appreciate this. I really do, because, you know, I didn't know that it was that bad.
Okay. Yeah, well,
for me.
Well, I'm glad you came to your senses, honey.
The Real Housewives of Lincoln, Nebraska are going to be disappointed, but that's okay.
It'll be fine.
Well, they could go. Let them go.
There you go.
All right.
I just appreciate the fact that you guys are keep doing what you're doing, and you're going to go have some fun down there, and we appreciate you guys listening to the show as well.
Oh, my pleasure. And
thank you for the advice.
You
betcha. Thank you very much.
And have fun, all right? But not too much fun.
All right. I'll call you from the hospital in Jamaica.
Sounds good.
Hold on. This is what's next with JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick on Kix 96.9.
If you need our help, we're here for you every Wednesday with Couples Therapy. Just let us know, Facebook or Twitter, just a direct message, and we could do our best to help you sort things out, too. Coming up, your chance to win fourth row tickets to the PRCA Extreme Rodeo. That brought to you by Concordia University Online Learning.
JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick in the morning are on
Kix 96.9.
Viva Las Vegas! Viva! Viva Las Vegas!
For decades, people have been flocking to Vegas, hell-bent on making memories that they won't remember, because sometimes the best nights of your life are the ones when you wake up and you're like, what did I just do? And that is the case of our friend Derek Burgey.
Well, here's the thing. Usually, when you wake up to a, oh God, what did I do? You have done something you regret.
Why?
Something that you would not have done in your right mind and that will affect you negatively in some way. Not the case for Derek.
It was all about March Madness and about 3:30 in the morning in Planet Hollywood.
Okay.
And he bet on the parlay.
Okay.
Of actually the NCAA hockey tournament.
Okay.
The ice hockey tournament that was going on. He ended up hitting and winning $26,000.
So he put down $100.
Yep.
He ended up winning $26,000. He woke up the next morning with no memory of any of it to find out that he won $26,000. He had no memory of placing the bet. None of it. That's awesome.
Yeah, that's pretty drunk awesome.
I mean, because like you say, usually these stories, and we have done plenty of them, are about how somebody lost $26,000,
right,
or how they made some really stupid, impossible bet and lost a bunch of money or something like that. But no, Derek woke up $26,000 richer. He should never gamble again.
No, he's done.
He should just go out on top.
No, you've done.
You've hit it.
Yeah,
you're done.
Mm-hmm, $26,000. Done. I've won.
So we started talking about this yesterday after reading about Derek and, you know, accidental awesomeness when drunk you just outdid themselves.
Right, exactly.
And Coriel from Nebraska Nights Live, she had a similar situation. And we wanted her to tell you about it.
Well, I got a doozy for you. So, long story short, tailgated like a champion, woke up with definite brown bottle flu, and had overnight become a brand ambassador for a UK-based women's athletic wear company. So, I woke up after tailgating, and my email's going off, and it's like, welcome to the team, brand ambassador. Here's your media kit and your marketing tools and your things, your promo code. And I'm like, oh, who's this now? What's this now? And they jogged my memory, though, because I remember coming home from tailgating. I had food delivered, and as I'm just, like, shoveling food in my face and scrolling through Instagram, I'd seen one of those eye-catching sponsored ads that were like, are you an empowered female? Do you like fitness or something? Reply now to be a brand ambassador. So whatever I applied, whatever I typed up on my phone, I guess, was moving enough to become a brand ambassador for a UK-based women's athletic wear company. Fun fact.
That's just what happened to Coriel.
I love that so much. When it happened, it's only Coriel would wake up after a night of too much drinking to find out she is now a brand ambassador for a fitness line.
So we thought we'd give you a chance at fourth row tickets to the Extreme Bull Riding with the PRCA.
You're just a few seconds away from this with the JP Lauren and Husker Nick Show on Kix 96.9.
Did you ever wake up after a few too many and find out you did something awesome?
Mm-hmm. We've already got some good ones on Facebook. Okay. What a drunk you do that sober you was like, good job.
466-9696 to join in the conversation, or Facebook and Twitter as well, brought to you by Max Muscle.
JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick. Lincoln's new country. Kix 96.9. Kix 96.9, Cash in Concerts. A shot at $1,000 and concert tickets is happening right now.
All right, so far we've had whiskey and beer. Now blame.
Blame?
B-L-A-M-E. That's right. Blame is the word for this hour. For your chance at $1,000 and concert tickets with Brothers Osborne live at Kix 96.9.
So we're talking about a guy who woke up in Vegas with no memory of what he had done the night before. Turns out what he had done was put down a $100 bet that won him $26,000. Usually these, I went out and drank and don't remember what I did stories, don't result in something good.
That good, yeah.
Sometimes they do. Lacey on Facebook says, yeah, I went out and got smashed, and then 9 months later, my daughter was born.
That's pretty awesome. Mm-hmm. So 466-9696 or Facebook and Twitter, KX969.
When shortly after I found out I was pregnant with Brady, my oldest, I called the doctor and I was talking to the nurse and I was like, I didn't know I was pregnant. And like a week ago, I had too much to drink and blah, blah, blah. And she goes, sweetheart, how do you think people get pregnant?
466-9696 or Facebook and Twitter for fourth row tickets to the PRCA Extreme Rodeo. Your drunk awesome moment. Mm-hmm. Normally it's nothing good happens when that happens. But this time around, it's drunk awesome.
To be super proud of drunk you.
I will tell you a story about me.
Oh, good.
Wandering backstage. That's coming up. 466-9696. Chris Jansen, Bobby a Boat on your Cash and Concert Station, Kix 96.9. Your drunk awesome story could get you fourth row tickets. I did have a buddy of mine that at a charity event bid on a boat when he was drinking.
Oh.
Got himself a really nice fishing boat that really he couldn't afford, but luckily enough, they took payments.
Well, there you go.
Because he had one too many scotches.
Donna on Facebook says, I went shopping and drinking with a friend, woke up the next day to a big, beautiful TV in my living room. I had totally blacked out. I called my designated driver and was told, nope, I bought that.
She bought the TV.
She did. She bought herself a big, beautiful new TV.
Okay. 466-9696 or Facebook and Twitter. And if you need to stay anonymous, you can always direct message us too. And tell us your drunk, awesome stories. Now it's Jordan Davis. It's Kix.
Ain't nothing gonna stop us now.
Good morning. JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick are on
Kix 96.9.
I love scotch. I love scotch. Scotchy, scotch, scotch. Here it goes down, down into my belly.
Sometimes, when you've had a couple beverages, you do not so great things. This time around, it's awesome. And that's what this guy did. He was in Vegas, ended up winning big. Getting $26,000 on a $100 parlay bet.
That he does not remember making.
He has no clue about it. He just remember finding the ticket.
Okay, this is what I was expecting. Okay. Tyler says, I met my now girlfriend, drunk as could be, in a field at the Luke Bryan concert. I was wandering around. I stole someone's chair, and I sat down and started talking to her. Woke up in the morning, and she texted me back, and we've been together ever since. I'm so proud of drunk me. She's great.
That's awesome. Coriel became a brand ambassador for a women's fitness group from...
Based out of the UK.
The UK, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Which had no memory of that.
Outstanding. Hi, Kix. Good morning.
Good morning.
What happened?
We went out and got really drunk at a Nebraska game last year, and I woke up to find out that I had donated $1,000 to St. Jude Hospital, and my house payment was my rent was due the next day, and I was freaking out because I was $1,000 short in my bank account.
Ooh.
Couldn't figure out where it went, but apparently I got very upset. Well, one of the commercials came on while I was drunk and just went ahead and donated, but my landlord, being the wonderful woman that she was so touched that I had done it that she waived my rent. So it was a win-win.
That's really sweet of her.
Yeah, no kidding.
Although that is 100% what I would do.
You'd see Sarah McLachlan in the sad song with the kitties, and you're like, I gotta donate to save the kitties.
Yes,
my sister said. My sister told me the next morning. She said, we went through the McDonald's drive-through, came home, turned on the TV, and there was a St. Jude commercial. And she said, I was crying and eating French fries and saying, I've got to help these children. And so she said, the next thing you knew, you had your credit card, because I thought she had taken it out of my bank account, so we were getting ready to fight.
Oh, no.
Jeez.
And she was like, I swear on everything, you donated it last night. And then I got an email receipt on my phone thanking me from St. Jude for helping so many wonderful children, which I'm glad that I did.
You're right.
I mean, I feel blessed that I did. But waking up $1,000.
That'll freak you out.
Yeah, that's definitely a freak out. Yeah, but she did a good thing.
Drunk her is such a generous lady. Carrie on Facebook says, I went out and got really drunk and hit on a guy way out of my league. We've been married for 10 years now and have two beautiful kids.
Nice. So, drunk me.
Oh, yeah. What did drunk you do that
so
was awesome?
So, it was a couple of years ago. They had the Red Sky Music Fest. It was at TD Ameritrade Ballpark.
Okay.
And I had met the Eli Young Band through various concerts and events and stuff. So, I knew John Jones is the bassist for them. And he's from Omaha originally, still has family here in Nebraska. And so, was invited backstage to go hang with them. And they had kind of a little fire pit, and they're hanging out and stuff. And I was pretty well into the evening. And they're like, hey, that's Rascal Flatts' bus right over there. And I'm like, really? So I, without even thinking, just went over and just knocked on the door just until they finally opened up the door. And there's Jay DeMarcus. And he's like, yeah? I go, hey, I'm with the radio station. How are you? I'm hanging out with the Eli Young Band. He's like, I'm good, thanks. You seem like you've had a couple. And it's like, I have. And he invited me.
You know, it's bad when people point it out to you.
Invited me on the bus, and we had a couple more Jack Daniels. And
oh, wow.
Yeah.
Drunk. Good job, drunk JP.
Thank you. And that's the way it was for a long time when I started in radio. When you go to Omaha to just Central Link Center, now CHI Health Center, just walk like you know where you're going. You got that little badge on. You can accomplish anything.
Don't tell people to do that.
It doesn't work anymore, Lauren.
Okay.
Security's way better than it used to be. But back in the day, I could kind of do things. So, if you've got a drunk awesome story, you can let us know, Facebook or Twitter, KX969. We'll send you to the PRCA Extreme Rodeo coming up on Friday.